The Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast features people from the real estate community sharing real stories about their struggles, pains, and even losses during their own real estate journey. We share these real experiences so you can learn from them and build a successful journey of your own. Now, here's your host, Cody Lewis, one of the managing partners at Vindu Capital, located in Charleston, South Carolina.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. I am so fortunate to have back on today the founder of Private Lending Lessons, Alex Brashear. Alex, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us again. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me again.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so excited to have you back. It was so much fun last time. We had to bring you back. For those that maybe did miss the last episode, which we would highly encourage you to go listen to Alex's lessons that she was able to bestow upon us, give us a little bit of background of how you got into real estate, where you're from, and what kind of real estate you find yourselves in these days.
Yes. So my background in real estate really kind of starts like most military families, because I'm a military spouse of 19 years, is buying our first home with a VA loan. And from there, you kind of refinance, you wash, you're off to the next one, and then you turn that first property into a rental unit. During all of that kind of chaos of, you know, moving, buying homes, newly married, you know, starting our careers together, I was joining RIA groups, you know, local RIA groups, networking with other people when Zoom wasn't a thing, you know, back then 20 years ago. And it was just a matter of kind of bumping into people and then learning what they were doing. I would join some landlord groups, some, you know, fix and flip groups. I was actually approached by someone at a RIA group that, you know, they asked what I did and told them I was a full-time student, you know, at chemistry. And they said, oh, you must be good with numbers. And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm in Calc 3 right now. It's okay. And he's like, okay, well, this is kind of what I'm looking for. He's looking for someone to be a hard money loan broker, you know, private money broker. And he kind of explained a little bit about the job. And he's like, you can work your own hours. You know, you can work it around your schedule for classes. And I'm like, done. Let's do that. That's awesome. And it just worked out really nicely because I got to see real estate from the other side of the table that I think a lot of new people don't get that experience. You know, they're always on the buying side. They're always on the borrower side. And with that particular experience, I got to see what it was like to be the actual lender. And that's what really kind of piqued my interest early on in doing private lending.
Yeah, I like that. It's a different aspect of real estate that many of our guests, and I would imagine a lot of our audience, they're not always on that side. To your point, they're on the other side of the fence. So it's interesting that that's how you came up, kind of reverse engineering or seeing the other side of that, which was really cool. But I would imagine in your journey in real estate, just like last time, it hasn't been always perfect. It hasn't always been smooth. What comes to mind today about an experience that you had that can maybe help educate our audience on some of the challenges that they may face in their real estate journey?
So doing private lending tends to be very collaborative. So you're building a relationship with your borrower. The borrower is building a relationship with you. It tends to be a lot of repeat business. So once you find a private lender, you know, if you guys work together, the deal was successful, you know, chances are you'll fund another deal for them. So I did that. I had a borrower, I'd done a couple deals with them. You know, they worked out just fine. But then a third situation came up and they needed some additional capital for, I forget what it was actually for at the time. But they didn't have a property in mind. They just needed capital for something within their business. And I was like, okay, you know, we've done deals before. Like, I know where you live. I know your kids' names. Like, you know, we're friends. We talk every day about something. And I was like, sure, you know, I'll give you some capital, just loan it to the business as opposed to being secured against real estate. You know, they had a ton of real estate and I wasn't interested in going through the process of making a second lien, you know, on some rental or something. Again, this is somebody that I had experience with. We'd done loans successfully. And it was a relatively short period of time. He only needed the capital for about 3 weeks. And I was like, yeah, you know, cool. No problem. I'll wire it over, you know, done. It was done later that day. And then we signed the note and everything, you know, an unsecured note after that point. And then, you know, a couple weeks rolls by, and not that I hadn't heard anything from him. We had talked, but I hadn't heard anything about the status of this coming back, you know, when it was going to be coming back in. And finally, I just asked, I was like, hey, what's going on? Is this, you know, what day can I expect this capital to come back? And he's like, oh, I'm working on it. I'm like, okay, you know, sure. And again, never really questioning anything that, you know, we'd had successful history working together before. He was well known in the market. I was like, okay. And then the deadline comes and goes, just completely blows by the deadline. And we're still talking, you know, it's not that he's kind of buried his head in the sand and he's run off with the capital, but it was just, you know, very non-committal, you know, oh, I'm working on it. And so finally about a month had gone by and I was like, okay, well, at this point, this is obviously going to be longer than 3 weeks. Why don't we just do something where we turn this into a regular, you know, you make interest only payments until it gets repaid. He's like, oh, I'll have it to you next week. We don't have to do that. It's fine. Okay, sure, whatever. And this honestly continued on for about 5-6 weeks. And it finally, I was just like, okay, look, this really needs to be something. This needs to be modified, whatever it happens to, whatever the solution is. We need a solution. I can't keep just having this capital hanging out there. Because by this point, all the legal documents have expired. You know, I have basically no leg to stand on. So, you know, we had a talk. We actually sat down in person, had a talk. And he's like, okay, he goes, I'll start making interest-only payments on it. And we drew up the paperwork. I gave him another like 3 months or something, you know, because I was just like, I don't want to have this conversation again in 30 days. So we did that. You know, first payment comes in, everything's fine. Second payment comes in, everything's fine. And then third payment, I'm like, hey, I didn't get your ACH transfer this month. What's going on? He's like, oh, it should be paid off in like 2 days. So I was just going to roll it into the payoff. I'm like, oh, okay, that works. You know, no problem. No. This again, it'll be to you. And because it's unsecured, you know, lent to a business from one business to another business, I really don't have any sort of collateral to kind of pull the strings and say, look, you know, if I was in a first lien position, I could potentially foreclose on the property and get it back. So definitely my learning process on that was I will not do that again. Just in general, I will not do an unsecured loan again. And a lot of people think that's private lending. Like, oh, you know, my cousin's best friend decided to start being a flipper. So I gave him $20,000 and now I'm a private lender. I'm like, no, you just gave him $20,000. It's not secured against anything. And that's the riskiest form of a loan to have. Ultimately, it ended up working out just fine. But a loan that was supposed to be 3 weeks ended up being 6 months.
Wow. I would imagine there were a lot of sleepless nights or at least fright keeping you up awake at night. But for those that are looking at helping out friends, family, doing some sort of like private lending like that, obviously having some sort of collateral to pull back on is ideal. What kind of advice would you give them if their friends or family are coming to them saying, hey, I have this great investment opportunity. I need X number of dollars to help me out with a property. Can you help me out? What are you telling them nowadays to make sure that they're doing or steps in place to help them out?
If they do not have enough capital to be in the first lien position, so if they're buying the property for $150,000 and you don't have $150,000 to be in that first mortgage position, I would consider what's called a JV, joint venture, and then, you know, buy the property where you are both on title, whether it's through an LLC. So you have some say so in where this capital goes. So you could be the capital partner and they could be, you know, the contractor, project manager, whatever it is. But if you're on title and you guys have created this, you know, JV partnership, you have a little bit more say. So if you have $50,000 to bring to the table and then the rest you guys are going to get through hard money, for example, I would consider that a much safer option. You know, it's technically not secured against real estate, but at least you own, you know, some measure of the real estate and you have some say in the capital because you as a partner would go, yeah, I'm not paying for that. You know, it's my $50,000. I'm not paying for tile floors when LVT works just fine.
Gotcha. And I would imagine too, I mean, some of this probably comes up between friends and families. Contracts and legal doctrine are still a must in these situations. You don't want to just float the money out there, even with friends or family, as much as we love and trust. It is crucial to have some sort of document supporting what happens, when the money's going to be paid back, how it's going to be lent, that sort of thing.
Yeah. And even above and beyond that, the roles and responsibilities of everybody in that partnership. So if you're not walking in with just, you have your set of expectations, the other partner or partners have their set of expectations and they don't match. So if you're walking in thinking you are purely the capital partner, and then the other person's walking in thinking, hey, look, I found the deal. It's up to you to get it rehabbed and refinanced and off we go. Obviously, you know, a week or two into that flip, you're going to figure out that you guys do not have the same expectations.
Right. I'm interested for those that are maybe looking for private lending, building that relationship. What are your thoughts on finding the right person and how to build that relationship if they are looking for some private lending?
generally your first private lender is going to be somebody that's in your circle. So it's going to be friends, family, friends of friends. And really it starts with having a solid idea on what your business plan is. And people are like, oh, that's easy. You know, I'm going to do the BRRRR method. I'm like, okay, well, that's great. Lay people don't know what BRRRR means. And if you start throwing all these words with the real estate lingo in there, you know, their eyes are going to glaze over. So if you have a very clear idea, you know, I'm going to buy properties, you know, in this town for about 60% of what they would sell for when they're all fixed up, then I'm going to fix them up. And then I'm going to sell them to retail buyers to turn them into homes. That's a much clearer picture than walking up to somebody and going, hey, would you like to invest with me in real estate? Because that could be anything. That could be you're going to develop an apartment complex. That could be you're going to buy farmland. You know, it's just where that ambiguity is going to be a no. So you want to paint a picture for them and say, I'm buying 3-bedroom homes. They're going to be within this square footage. Get very specific because you want to paint a picture to them and say, oh yeah, I can understand that. You know, that's like a house I live in. Sure, I understand that. Let's go put a new roof on it, turn around, sell it, and away we go on to the next one.
Right. And I'll even bring back a point you made earlier too, the RIA meetings. I love going to those. Our local ones here are fantastic. You never know who you're going to meet there. So there's opportunities to branch out outside of your immediate circle that you've known for a long time, reaching out to those folks and meeting people that may be into private lending or know somebody that's in private lending that could get you introduced. So I'll shout out getting to your local RIA meetings as much as I can.
Yeah. And it's even better or maybe even easier to find private capital at something like a RIA meeting, because a lot of active investors, they obviously can't invest, say, retirement funds into their own deals like self-directed IRAs. So if you end up hitting it off with another active investor, they might have capital available to invest in your deal as a private lender, but they may not self-identify or have themselves labeled as a private lender.
Right. And that goes back to making sure you're super clear on what you're wanting to accomplish as well, because they may not identify as a private lender, but have capital to lend out. So being able to help paint that picture pulls that out and says, oh, that would be something I'm interested in helping out with. Perfect. Alex, again, thank you so much for the time. I think that's incredibly valuable to hear and for our audience to start noodling on, those that maybe want to get into private lending or find themselves wanting to reach out to private lenders. I think that's excellent advice. For those that maybe want to talk to you, learn more about your experience, partner with you, whatever it may be, what's the best place our audience can find you?
Sure. So the Facebook group that I run is called Private Lending Lessons. We have daily discussions, weekly educational series. We bring in speakers to talk about anything from private lending through passive investing. I'm also on LinkedIn, so you can just go ahead and find me on LinkedIn. Happy to talk to anybody, jump on a Zoom call, help out, because I would rather spend 30 minutes talking to someone and make sure their loan is secured, you know, in as best terms that they can get, versus them putting that capital on the line and taking a risk and, you know, not wanting to go to an attorney for something and be like, no, let's do this safely. Let's do this right. I'd rather spend, to me, that's 30 minutes well spent.
Yeah. And I'll echo again what we talked about last time. I love how much you're willing to give back. The community seems to be that way as well. So we very much appreciate it. Alex, thank you again so much for your time today and making some availability in your schedule. I know you're super busy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And we'll catch everyone next time.
You've been listening to the Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast with Cody Lewis. Be sure to subscribe today on your favorite podcasting platform so you can catch every episode of the Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast. We'll be right back.